One halakha from the Ben Ish Chai in Od Yosef Chai. The Ben Ish Chai is in Parashat Vayera. It's halakha Yud. Katabti b'sifri HaKadosh Ben Ish Chai Od Kafhe. Ahar shiyaniha tefilin, yomar Parashat Kadesh li uParashat Vaya Kebiyacha. Kede lashlim dalet parashiyot bechol yom. So the halakha says that one is supposed to say right after he puts on his tefillin, Parashat Kadesh li kol bechor, and Mayaki Viachab, since those two parashot happens to be in the Tefillin, and then by saying the Shema and the Mehaya, you'll end up saying all the four parashiyot. Vim Eru Yakol Le'omram Konim Tefila, Yomar Otam Ahara Tefila. If you can't say before the Tefila, no problem. Start with the Sibur, so you don't lose out in Tefila B'Sibur, and say it after. Vim Shachach Le'omram Ahara Tefila, Ve'ahar Shachalat Tefillin Niskar, and he took off his Tefillin. Now you remember the Lintzer Kaddishli, that Ema Haronim Zal De'enu Rashai Lomar Shnei Parashiyot Elu Belot Tefillin. You should not say the Kaddishli without the Tefillin. Ki Kivan De Omram, Ki Ner Lashlim Dal Parashiyot Shebe Tefillin. The whole reason why you're saying it is for the Tefillin, to fulfill the Parashiyot. Ve'enu Kekore Batora. You're not doing it just to read Pesukim. So I read in the day, Ki Me'ed Yedu Tsheker. So it's like Me'ed Yedu Tsheker. You give me false testimony. You're talking about the Tefillin, and you're not wearing it. Why? Deha Kore Ukshartam Le'ot. Ve'enu Manicham. Ve'avi ki'ilu hikriv ola belo mincha. It's like you're bringing the Qurban without a mincha. Meaning you're saying the pesukim, but you're not doing the action. V'nireh de'en natrihol elbush tefillin kedo lomar bet parashiyot elu. Don't matriach the guy to put on his tefillin again so he can read the two parashiyot. Ikaram eno betorat chayuv. It's not a chayuv to read it. That yeshuv de'en surik lomam. Some say you don't have to read these pesukim at all. So therefore the ma'aseh, question would be, if a guy says, Rabbi, I forgot to say Kaddishli Kol Bechor, do I have to put on my tefillin again just to say it? Ready the Benishma, you don't have to go out of your way to put him on again. But if he has his tefillin on and he didn't say it at the beginning of the prayers, of course he should try to say it at the end of the tefillah.